It's been several months following the life of Jesus. For the next few weeks, we'll be changing things up a little bit as we have a Youth Sunday and Mother's Day, and then we have a homecoming coming up. And so today's scripture is inspired by our shirts we are wearing. So Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed across the Jordan, you and all his people, into the land I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. For the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west, shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, shall be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I have sworn to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on day and night, so you may be careful to act in accordance with all that's written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, the Bible is a thick book, and there are certain passages that speak more to us than others. I'm sure most of us can't quote too many verses out of the book of Leviticus, can we? All that's about the sacrifices, that really doesn't speak to us. But maybe we get to the Psalms, we know more of those verses. The life and the teachings of Jesus. Even in the New Testament, we go back and look. Their two favorite books in the Bible were the book of Psalms and Isaiah. Those are their two favorite ones they quote the most. And here we have today a scripture that is very near and dear to the hearts of many folks. Joshua 1 verse 9. "I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And that verse is so special that in the Tim Womack closet, I got thinking about this morning, there's not one, actually two shirts that have that verse on it. Now, this shirt is special because this was a fundraiser shirt that my sister and brother-in-law did when they were in the process of adoption. And as you may have heard rumors, adoption is not cheap. And so I had sent her a check, and she didn't cash my check. And so when she had that fundraiser, I bought that shirt for $100, okay? This is the most expensive shirt I ever bought in my life, okay? So the shirt was like $20, right? You can donate. So I donated her $80 to it, okay? And one of my favorite pictures I have is from 2020. In fact, I can almost say the date. It'd be when Central didn't have a prom. Remember, just during the whole COVID mess, but the parents were on the prom because they could get away with it. And it was the first prom I missed because I was in Cookeville seeing my nephew for the first time. And so there's a picture of me needing a haircut, because Mary, all the barbershops were closed. Remember that? And I'm wearing this shirt, and I'm holding this little 2-week-old baby in my arms, you know, who just is sleeping and eating. That's all he did back then. And then if you're just curious what he looks like now, he's way past sleeping and eating. He just eats and runs around all the time. And, yeah, he's a mess. And then also in the Tim Womack deal, if you came by and visited me, on the wall in my little dwelling place there in the living room, I have a plank board of a lion, because it reminds me of Aslan. I like animals and such. That says, "Be strong and courageous, for the Lord is with you wherever you go," Joshua 1:9. And so when I came in this morning and I saw this bulletin, I thought, oh my, you know, that goes along with my wall art. You know? So that is a verse that has definitely has become very near and dear to me personally in these past few years. Now, the context of this starts with the death of Moses. Moses, of course, was a great servant of God. You may recall how not too long ago we went out to the movie theater and we watched a movie called Prince of Egypt, about Moses being born, and he grows up. He gets in trouble and leaves Egypt. And then God calls him and sends him back to Egypt to lead his people out of bondage into freedom. And, of course, you have the dramatic scene of the parting of the Red Sea. And then the movie ends as Moses comes down from Mount Sinai carrying God's law, the Ten Commandments. And so many of you have seen that movie. And there's like me, you've seen the Charlton Heston movie, The Ten Commandments, 1950s, where Charlton Heston portrays him. Moses was a great leader. And it makes me sympathetic to Joshua, his right-hand man. Oh, I think about U.S. history a little bit. Some folks who in a similar situation. How would you want to be John Adams? You remember John Adams? He was president number 2. You remember who president number 1 was? George Washington. That'd be an awful position to be in. You have to come in behind George Washington? Oh, my goodness. Or what about that guy from Missouri who very reluctantly agreed to be the vice president? And then one day got the phone call, the announcement that the president had died. He went to the White House and he told Eleanor Roosevelt, "So I'll be praying for you." And she said, "Harry, I'm praying for you. You're the one in trouble now." Remember? FDR, who got through the Great Depression, World War II, died. And now Harry Truman got thrown in there. Then more along my lifetimes, no. How do you want to be George Bush Sr.? You come in after Ronald Reagan won re-election with 49 out of 50 states. One of our most popular presidents in this century. And then you got to take up that mantle, walking his footsteps. No. All those would be intimidating. Well, how do you want to be Joshua? You got to come in after Moses. This is the guy who led the people out of Egyptian bondage into the wilderness. God gave him the Ten Commandments and the Law of Moses. Apparently, he was a best-selling author because, according to tradition, he wrote 5 books. And now he's dead, and Joshua, you're it. What in the world am I going to do with that? But, you know, you can't be focused on the past, what this person did and that person did and that person did. You got to be focused on the present, what's going on. John Adams can't focus on George Washington. George Washington did his deal. It was now John Adams' turn. Harry Truman couldn't focus on the Great Depression, what Roosevelt did. He had his own issues, the Cold War coming up. President Bush Sr. couldn't focus on ending the Cold War. That's pretty much Reagan's deal. He had to figure out how to get the world order lined up here. there's a verse when I like from the story of King Solomon when it said, when King David had died, he fulfilled the responsibilities for his generation. There should be a sense that God raises us up at the right time to do a chore, a task. And then when we're done, we move along, and God raises up another servant for a new task. And that's how it should be in our lives. God's not going to call you to do what your parents did and your grandparents did. They had their responsibilities. He's going to raise you up for your responsibility for your generation. And so God tells Joshua, he says, I'm going to lead you in this land across the Jordan River. And listen to this promise. No one shall be able to stand against you for all the days of your life. What's that famous verse? If God be for us, who can be against us? As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. What an encouragement that would be to Joshua for the Lord to say, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. And I'm sure you remember how before the Battle of Jericho, Joshua thought he saw an intruder and said, who are you? And the intruder said, take off your sandals. You're on holy ground. And you know Joshua thought, wait a minute, Moses told me a story about what happened to him one time. He met the Lord. And just as the Lord divided the waters for Moses, he's about to split rock and walls for Joshua. He says, I will not fail you nor forsake you. You know, we did a verse a while ago, our psalm. Cadence led you into saying, even though my mother and father forsake me, the Lord is still with me. Think about that. The Lord will take me up. Even when everybody thins out, and the going gets tough and they thin out, God never forsakes us. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time. And then he gives a command, be strong and courageous. Okay. What does that mean? Well, some folks are weak and fearful. Challenges, opportunities come up, and they pass them by. Now, you may recall way back in the day, Moses sent out 12 spies into the promised land. Sent out a committee. It was a bad committee, because when they got back, 10 of those spies said, forget it, it's too dangerous, the people over there are too big, we need to stay in the wilderness. Joshua and his buddy Caleb said, it's time to go on. They were being strong and courageous. And because the people listened to the majority, the 10, God became angry and said, that does it. For the next 40 years, you can just walk around the wilderness and be lost. That generation messed up, and it took the next generation to actually enter the promised land. What about you? Are there opportunities before you? Do you need to be strong, courageous? It may be a new job opportunity. A friend saying, you need to apply for this job. There's a new opening in this company or something. And you think, well, I still have this job I had forever and ever, and I really don't like it, but, you know, it's my comfort zone, and I don't have to go through all that hassle applying for a job and interviewing. And no, that won't work. You're missing the opportunity. The Lord wants you to take a new job. Or maybe it's time to go to a new school. You may transfer, or you may be graduating. Maybe you're getting promoted from one grade level to the next. Are you going to be courageous? Or are you going to be making excuses for not being courageous and being fearful? I remember when I went to high school, a lot of folks said, are you looking forward to high school? And make my mom mad. I would say, well, I can't look backwards to it. No. But my point was, though, way back in the 90s, is that when you're driving, you can't look in the rearview mirror. You got to look straight ahead. You look in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash. You got to look forward to your future. Keep your eyes on the road. Yeah, look in the rearview mirror once in a while and reflect what you've been through. But for the most part, you need to be looking ahead. Be strong and courageous. For you shall put this people in possession of the land that I sworn their ancestors to give them. Okay, that was Abraham. God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those three generations, I will give you this land. And then the Lord says again, only be strong and very courageous. Okay? So notice how the Lord keeps repeating this. Being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. You know, we live in an age where everybody's talking about right wing and left wing. You need to be careful about that. Here the Lord says, don't go right, go left, you go straight. It's so easy in our culture to allow voices to influence us to do things that we know is not the right thing to do. And we do it because it's what's popular. And then we pay a consequence. And then the Lord says to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, and you shall meditate on day and night, so you may be careful to act in accordance with all that's written in it. Now, just a little while ago, Miss Tina gave Cadence a brand new Bible. Why? Well, as Christians, we believe that God revealed himself through his word. And when you're feeling sad, glad, mad, depressed, worried, concerned, feeling happy, joyful, it doesn't matter. There is a passage in here for you for that situation. Remember Psalms 1, how the righteous person meditates on God's words day and night. And then it says, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. You know, a lot of folks try to be successful by ignoring this book. The only problem is, though, it doesn't last very long. How many business leaders were successful for a little while, and then they went bankrupt because they ignored the financial principles in this book? How many politicians got elected in office when they find themselves get locked up afterwards or thrown out of office for violating the principles in this book? How many pastors, God help us, got themselves in trouble? Had a big old church, their own TV program, and then they violated the principles of morals and their marriage and money because they did not listen to this book. You can be successful for a little while by ignoring this book, but you cannot be successful long term. It will catch up with you. But if you will take this book, read it, and apply it to your life, you will be successful in the long term. And then he ends with, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Now, how many times did the Lord say that? Three times in 9 verses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. Now, there's a song called Give to the Wind, Give to the Fears, Give the Wind, Give Thy Wind Fears to the Wind. O man, be not dismayed. Do not be frightened. Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And think about how many times in Scripture God tells his people not to be afraid. Abraham, do not be afraid. I am your shield and your great reward. King David saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Or Jesus tells his folks, no, in this world you have your trouble, but I'll leave you my peace, that where I am, there you may be also. The point is that when God is with us, he goes on with us. When you go down to the store, he goes along with you. When you go to college or transfer to a new school, he's with you. When you go down to the hospital, the nursing home, he's with you. When you got to pull up stakes and move to another city or state or maybe another country, he's with you. if you're in the military and you gotta go across the ocean to a military base or the battlefield, he is with you. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So my question this morning is, what about you in your life? Are you strong in your faith, or are you weak? Well, if you're weak, I got some vitamins you can take. You got vitamin B, that'd be your Bible. Read it. You got vitamin P, that's prayer time. When you talk to God and quit listening to the news, you'll be better off. It strengthens you. God wants his people to be strong, not weak. A strong faith, a strong foundation, a strong life, a strong Christian faith. How do we do that? We meditate on this book day and night and make sure we obey what's in it. So I'm going to close again one more time. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen.